This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished Jagdeep Dhankar good health after he resigned from the post of Vice President yesterday, citing health reasons. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Dhankar got many opportunities to serve the country in various capacities, including as the Vice President of India. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering, demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision in Bihar and other issues. They trooped into the well, shouting slogans over their demands. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition MPs to allow the house to function, but the opposition members did not pay heed to the request. Amidst din, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed disruption due to the opposition protest on various issues. When the house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again pressed for discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. BJP MP Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, tried to take up the question hour, but it was not transacted due to the opposition's protest. Meanwhile, the chair also conveyed the house regarding the Home Ministry notification about the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Later, the house was adjourned till 2 p.m. A meeting of the floor leaders of the India bloc was held today at the Parliament House complex. The meeting was attended by Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, along with several members of Parliament from various India bloc parties. Leaders of the bloc deliberated on a common strategy for the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament. The Maharashtra government today moved the Supreme Court against the Bombay High Court's decision to acquit all the 12 accused in the 7-11 train blast case of 2006. The Supreme Court has agreed to list the case for hearing on the 24th of July. The blasts, which occurred on the 11th of July 2006, had killed over 180 people and injured several others across Mumbai's suburban train network. The British Navy F-35 fighter aircraft, which had made an emergency landing at Thiruvananthapuram Airport on June the 14th, departed today after undergoing successful repairs. More from our correspondent.
The fighter jet F-35B made an emergency landing at Thiruvananthapuram on June 14 due to the problems related to hydraulic system and auxiliary power unit. The jet, which is part of British aircraft HMS Prince of Wales, was forced to land at Thiruvananthapuram during its routine military exercises over the Arabian Sea. The jet, initially parked at the open area for some days, was moved to the hangar. Later, a team of expert technicians flown in from UK and carried out necessary repairs and conducted thorough testings before moving out of the hangar yesterday. According to the airport sources, the jet is en route to a location off the Australian coast. M. Smithy, Agashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The death toll in the Bangladesh aircraft crash has reached 27 and 78 more are receiving treatment at different hospitals. A total of 20 bodies have been handed over to the family members. In cricket, the final one-day international between India and England women will be played at Chesterless Street in England this evening. The series is currently tied level at 1-1. Two Indians will feature in the final four of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup in Batumi, Georgia, starting today. In the semi-finals, Divya Deshmukh will face Chinese Grandmaster Tan Tsung-yi, while Kuneru Hampi will be up against another Chinese Grandmaster, Lei Ting Chia, at the Grand Bellagio venue this evening. The format will consist of two classical time limit games on the first 2 days plus tie breaks on the third day if required. Kuneru Hampi created history by becoming the first ever Indian woman to reach the semi-finals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.